The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Business News Hour, and with us in studio is Ned Flynn from Arion. We're going to talk about a whole bunch of stuff as we wind down for 2017, getting into 2018. Ned, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Good to have you here, sir.
Thanks, Michael.
How you been?
I've been doing good.
Yeah, I guess. We were just having a conversation about your new hip.
That's right. I'm a new guy.
Yeah. And this is amazing, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this isn't embarrassing, but
no.
Ned had a hip replacement, on the 20th of November?
Yes, 4 weeks ago.
And today you're just...
up and going.
And how long was the surgery?
1 hour.
That's just crazy. Mm-hmm. It really is. Well, congratulations.
Thanks.
Glad to have you back, man. What are we talking about today?
Well, you know, as we round up the year and we get ready to, you know, we're talking about our clients and doing some planning, or talking to our clients and planning for HR strategies for the new year and things that they should think about. We've done some research on HR trends. So, and just like in business or fashion, the larger companies, the larger areas start the new trends, and then they kind of trickle down, and I wouldn't say that small businesses react to it. I actually think small businesses improve on the ideas that are started at the Googles or
Ford, you know, Motor Company or whatever.
GE,
yeah.
That right. Sort of thing. So we pulled some of these together, and we've got people that speak everywhere, but you know, really advising our clients on things to think about in terms of how they run their business going forward.
All right, what do you got?
Well, I think the first one that's I think is interesting. I actually don't think it is very new, but the idea of performance reviews, and basically we say goodbye to performance reviews,
really?
And. So the new trend is more frequent interaction, weekly one-on-one, continual learning, and situational feedback. And when you think about performance reviews, and I've been through this for 20 years with clients, first of all, you get sporadic completion. So, you know, sometimes sure. You do them, sometimes you don't. They're heavily weighted based on the most recent experience. And don't really provide a lot of value for that employee. But with the introduction of performance review software and the ability to recognize on the spot, I think it's an improvement to the process of just
kind of a constant coaching rather than an annual, everybody's got to sweat with the, you know, you just said something very interesting, heavily weighted on the most recent event and how true that is. I mean, who remembers if somebody was just a killer star 8 months ago? Mm-hmm. You know, what'd you do last week for me?
Right, yeah, right.
Wow.
So, I mean, I think it's a good trend. I think it's, again, I don't think it's that innovative, but it becoming more widely accepted and expected. And I think one of the things we're going to talk about later is, employers are now responding to how, the environments that the people they're trying to hire, or the people that they're trying to keep at their organization, the kinds of organizations they want to be at. And I think that this is an adaptation to, I don't want to. Annual performance review. Yeah. I want to know how I did right now.
And many of the people who are running the HR or running businesses, they're also going, I really don't want to do an annual because, you know, that it's not only time consuming, it sometimes could be adversarial, or it can be to the other side, you know, you're just not really taking a look deeply into what you could be. I mean, if you're doing this on a regular basis, and I like the word coaching because that does help both employer and employee.
And even on the other side of that, and, you know, we specialize in the liability side of things as well.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And, you know, what happens on that side is, oh, I'm going to let it go, I'm going to let it go, I'm going to let it go. And, you know, then it gets to a point where you're taking action without, you know, really giving the employee an opportunity to correct. And I think it creates difficult situation.
There could be some liability there.
That instantaneous feedback, whether it's positive, hopefully, or negative, I think provides for a better work experience for the employee, but also there's a liability management component to it.
Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from Arion. We're talking about trends in HR and what we can maybe look forward to in the future. What else is out there?
Well, you know, one that we've mentioned, I think, but we've just had a lot of demand from different business groups for our folks to talk about is the idea of an employer brand.
This is so important.
And, you know, I think back to an experience that I had, and it's quite a few years ago, but I remember I was recruiting for a position, and one of the candidates came in and said, hey, you know, I want this salary, and I want my car paid for. And, and then literally 12 months later, and the economy had changed drastically, and not the same employee, but somebody that had the same background said, hey, listen, just, you know, give me a desk to sit at and pay something and my benefits and, you know, I'm ready to go. Well, we're in an environment where we've got to do more than offer a good salary and provide a good job description. Whether we're trying to recruit or retain the employees that we have, we need to create an environment where not more than just the job and more than just the wage, an environment where people want to be.
Well, one of the things that you just mentioned was the employment brand. And, you know, because there are so many ways that – and you can have some control over your employment brand if you're doing the right things, but your employment brand is usually – well, it's created by your employees or your past employees. And with social media and things like Glassdoor and a whole bunch of other things that are out there – it doesn't take very long for you to be searching for a high level or high quality employee, and other people say, "Don't go to work there; they got a lousy employment brand."
Right, and you know, Glassdoor or I think Indeed has the, you know, where you're rated as an employer, and you know, Better Business Bureau has a similar rating, but that employer is able to respond before it gets posted. Well, I don't think you have that ability with Glassdoor and Indeed, and so you. Number one, you need to be monitoring it on a regular basis, and two, be aware that, you know, people are evaluating you whether you're an employee or a vendor. You know, but you know, I give our Christy Smith, our SVP of HR, and she's done it. You know, we try to model what we advise to our clients.
Good idea.
You know, along these lines, we've created you know these groups, and they're. Our employees are
kind
the ones that run them.
Okay,
so they're the T3 Thrives. So, what are educational opportunities? T3 Cares. So, what are charitable organizations that we want to support and really creating just being the company that you want to work at and giving that voice to the people that are working there.
Yeah, and it's so very important, your employment brand. And you should probably be taking an internal look at what your employment brand is. And how do you find out? You kind of ask your employees, I would suspect. All right, number three, what do you got?
Well, you know, everyone in this room was aware of it. I guess I'm the only one that wasn't, or maybe I just never heard it called this. But, you know, it's the idea of the side hustle. Which is, you know, jobs or ways to make money outside of your 9-to-5 job. And then this idea of the gig economy. And I really see these things as two different things. You know, one is the industry of an individual. And the second, in my opinion, the gig economy is, you know, the ability to build a business using technology.
Correct.
To create awareness and access that didn't maybe exist, at least to the extent it does today. But as an employer, just being aware that, you know, your employees likely
have
other sources of income or interest or businesses that they're working at.
And sometimes these side hustles are of interest. I mean, they are, you know, a passion, a real opportunity to not only enjoy that passion or what you're doing, but also make a little bit of money from it. And we were just talking. You're absolutely right. There's three of us here there's four of us in the studio, but three of the four are all doing a side hustle.
I think I need to get my side hustle going.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
But, you know,
so as an employer, you just have to be aware.
You know, and that was the interesting thing. I liked what we wrote in our blog on the subject. And that is, yes, as an employer, you got to be clear about the use of your facilities and your tools. Not that you have to not allow it, but, you know, just have some rules around it. But then the thing I really liked about what we wrote is, you know, that employee is gaining valuable experience in that other job. And so you're benefiting from it, too. So, you know, saying, hey,
good point.
It's not a bad thing for your organization that there's side hustles or gig, you know, gig economy is not a thing, but gig economy exists.
So you can actually perhaps, I mean, for example, let's say that a side hustle for somebody is doing video or photography, and you're in a business someplace, and all of a sudden you need some videography work or photography, you've got somebody in studio.
You know, I hear employers talk all the time that I want to hire owners. Well, that's an entrepreneur, and so if you got a side hustle, if you're an entrepreneur, you own what you do, and you understand that. So, you know, it's a positive for the economy or for the business, as well as something that you got to be aware of with your policies and procedures.
There you go. Three things to look forward to in 2018.
And many more.
Yeah. It just never ends, does it? Ned Flynn, ladies and gentlemen, from RN. Thanks so much for doing this.
We will have
links to all of this information up on our radio blog as well. Good stuff. The gig economy. Got to start driving for Uber, man.
I know.
Yeah, all right. We got to clear out of here because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour. In studio with us is John Turner. He's learning how to push the dials and make the stuff work. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. He is our regular guy behind the controls. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. Patrick Wood is the program director for the radio station. James Goodlett wrote and composed the music you're listening to right now. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks, for Peter Fisher, the economist, in the first half hour, and also from Ned Flynn from Arion. My name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.